You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Fox hunting is back on the political agenda, put there by Theresa May. She told a meeting in Leeds the Tories had a commitment to allow a free vote on whether to end the ban on fox hunting with dogs. Instead, I've always been in favour of it, and a free vote would allow Parliament the opportunity to take the decision on this. Well, Mike Foster was the Labour MP who introduced the fox hunting ban as a private member's bill. He's with me. Tim Bonner's the chief executive of the Countryside Alliance. Mr. Bonner, you can fox hunt all you like, we just mustn't kill them with dogs.
Well, you can't. It's a very complicated law. You can kill foxes, you can shoot them, you can trap them.
But not
with
dogs.
You can snare them. You can't hunt them with dogs. And as we know, and as Mike knows perfectly well, we had 700 hours of parliamentary debate. We had a government inquiry into hunting with hounds. And there's never been a single jot of evidence that hunting is any less humane than the other methods of control that remain legal.
Do you agree, Mike?
Tim's memory must be fading somewhat. When the Burns inquiry sat and it looked at this, it actually concluded that fox hunting seriously compromises the welfare of animals. Now, in ordinary person speak, when a fox is torn apart by a pack of dogs, yeah, it's going to seriously compromise the welfare of that fox.
Look, Lord Burns was absolutely clear that the comparative welfare argument wasn't made. He said that consistently in Parliament. And the reality is, we've had 12 years of this legislation now, and neither Mike nor any of the organisations who supported his position has even attempted to show that there's been any improvement in animal welfare.
Can I just ask you, I know it's a really silly question, Wade, but Mr. Bond, I mean, you'd rather be shot than be torn apart by dogs, wouldn't you, if you had the choice?
Well, I think that, John, you put your finger on the nub of the problem. It's that anthropomorphism run wild.
You don't think foxes mind being torn apart by dogs?
I think all the evidence is absolutely clear that it's got nothing to do with killing foxes. This was, and Mike knows it perfectly well, this was a long and bitter battle fought by his colleagues on the backbenches of the Labour Party on the basis that they decided that everyone who hunts is posh. It had nothing to do with welfare. And don't forget, Mike's bill wasn't the bill the government brought forward. His own government brought forward a bill to licence hunting, not to ban it. There's never been a case.
So there's a bit of moral ambivalence, Mr. Foster. I mean, A, you don't like posh people, and B, you don't mind them being killed so long as, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, Tim, once again, he's talking utter nonsense. I don't care what people wear when they ride in the countryside. I don't care how many people ride in the countryside. I want them to have a good time riding in the countryside. I just don't want them to kill a fox in pursuit of having a good day out. There's no need for it.
But you have to shoot foxes.
If foxes have to be culled for animal welfare purposes because they're predating on livestock, then it should be done in the most humane way possible. And the Burns inquiry found that that was by shooting with a rifle. Now, if that's the case, you do it humanely. You don't chase a fox to the point of its exhaustion before the dogs catch up with it and rip it apart. That is not something that should take place in the 21st century.
And that is the case, isn't it, Mr. Bonner?
Far more than that, and Mike knows it. Mike knows that, we note the horses there. Apparently you can't hunt unless you're on a horse. It's got nothing to do with horses. There are dozens of packs of hounds across Wales, John, they've used packs of hounds for decades to flush foxes and kill them to protect their livestock. That is banned. They're not allowed to do that.
But nonetheless, using the hounds to flush out the foxes is one thing. Allowing the hounds then to rip a fox apart is another, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Burns was quite clear. Death is instantaneous. It's not very pretty, but it's got nothing to do with cruelty.
Instantaneous.
That is what Burns says.
Death is not instantaneous.
That's what Burns says, Mike.
Death is not instantaneous. The fox is torn apart by the pack of dogs. The first lead dog catches the fox, brings it down, the pack come along and tear it apart and kill it. Now, yes, there's no argument. It's a bloody end to a long chase that is artificially created for the pleasure of some. There's no need for it. And people have enjoyed hunting for the last 13 years without the kill. Let them continue doing that.
Final sentence, Mr. Bonner.
This is fundamentally about principled and evidence resolution to this. That's what government promised, and that's what they failed to deliver.
There we are, Tim Bonner, Mike Foster. Thank you both.
Hello, I'm Nick Robinson. I want to tell you a little about my new podcast, Political Thinking. Each week you'll hear my take on the election campaign and some proper conversations about what's really going on from people who aren't simply reading out lines to take from their mobile phone. Please join us and listen. You can download the podcast now. Just search online for Political Thinking. with Nick Robinson.